15-year NBA veteran. He was the first player in the NBA history to play on three different championship-winning franchises. I am thrilled to welcome to my show four-time NBA champion, John Spider Sally. So, John, your bracket's out.
So my bracket is out. It got destroyed like everyone else's. So I just went with my Final Four. I picked Kentucky because I love the coach. I picked Clemson because family members. Villanova because you just got to go with the East Coast team. But I went with Michigan because I played for the Pistons. Those are my four. God willing, they make it to the Final Four.
Well, I think it's a pretty good Final Four.
I think it's a great Final Four. Now, if you need, just to let you know, I got Straight Talk Wireless. That's what I'm working with now. The ultimate unlimited plan, $55. Unbelievable. You can stream the games when I take my daughter to track practice or the basketball practice. I know what's going on. And since I'm not coaching, I just sit in the audience like everyone else, put my headphones on, my Straight Talk Wireless, and I stream everything I need to see. That's being a great parent.
That is being a great parent. I agree. And it's this whole March Madness has been so exciting, hasn't it been?
Oh, this part of it. See, this is the trip because you never know what's going to happen. The fact that most of the number ones, all the number ones got knocked out, and you got teams that we haven't heard of just making it crazy. I just think the tournament is always fun to do it that way.
What is it like for you to sit back now and watch?
Frustrating. I'm not going to lie. As an athlete, you know, you watch somebody else do it, and you think, I can still do it. I knew when it was time to give it up, and I did. But it's a trip where you see things happening before it happens.
Wow. Okay, so for 6 years, you were with the Pistons. Why do you think you guys were considered the bad boys?
They could call us the bad boys because, you know, we would hit people every once in a while, just a little bump or shove here, and we would shut teams down defensively. And we were still, and always will be, unapologetic. So that is one of the reasons they didn't like us, they didn't call us the bad boys.
All right. Well, you know, that's okay. And unapologetic, I like that. And I've heard you say that before. So then in 96, you went to play for the Bulls, which was like, I can't even imagine you, Jordan, Pippen, Rodman, Edwards. I mean, what was that like?
It was like traveling with the Beatles, Elvis, and Michael Jackson all in one. Michael Jordan being, I would say, Elvis and Michael Jackson, because Michael Jordan was Michael Jordan. Scottie Pippen was taking on that. This was, let me tell you, the private jets were beautiful. Food was great. We won 72 games. That means we only lost 10 the whole season.
Wow.
Three of those games we gave away. It was a great, great experience. One of the best times of my life playing professional sports.
I can't even imagine. What was Michael Jordan like?
He's quiet. He's introverted. You know, smokes cigars, plays cards, loves watching the golf channel. The golf channel. He's laid back. You would be so surprised. You would think he would have tons and tons of energy, but he would just display it when it was time to work. But he's mostly introverted.
Growing up, so I found out you were a Celtics fan.
Yeah, well, I was a Celtics fan growing up in Brooklyn. New York, which was a tough thing to do. You either was a Knicks fan or a Nets fan. I just like teams that win.
Right.
I kept saying, those teams in New York, you wasn't winning. I want to go with the winning squad. So I love the green and white. I still do, man. I watch that team. Kyrie Irving's one of my favorite players. I just like the green and white. It's always been two of my favorite colors, and I wanted to play for the Celtics. But he took Lenny Bias, which was a great pick, but Lenny wound up, you know, dying tonight in the draft. But the Celtics with Larry Bird and Paris and DJ, I love that squad.
All right, I have a bunch of questions for you, John. I'm so sorry. I have so many to ask you. Your favorite player then and now?
My favorite player when I was growing up was Dr. J. My favorite player now is LeBron James.
Okay. Favorite teammate?
Wow.
I know, right? How could I ask you that question?
Brian Shaw, or Glenn Rice, or Ralph Lewis.
Okay. Who do you think the top five players in the NBA are now?
Oh, Kyrie Irving, LeBron James, the Greek Freak, Tristan Azenko, and two, there's so many big guys. You got Boogie Cousins, who's injured, and you got Vince Carter down with the Pelicans. The number one player in the NBA right now is Harden. He's MVP. So much pitfall, but I would say James Harden and LeBron James. Don't forget the guys out of Golden State. So the NBA has done a great job of parity because it's so spread across. But right now the MVP is James Harden.
Do you think it's so different now than it was when you played?
Oh, definitely. When I played, there's rules with the put in place because of what happened when I was a Piston. There's a lot of things.
It goes back to the bad boys, right?
Yeah, back to the bad boy days. Like, if a guy was ahead of you and he was running, you used to be able to push him from behind, and it was just a regular foul. It turned into a breakaway foul. It turned into a flagrant foul. It turned into you might have to go to court. You know, a lot of things have changed since I played. When it was, I guess, more physical. It's more entertaining now. It's better for it. I even say that about football. They took the head out of the game, trying to take the head out of the game. It's the mentality that, you know, these guys are worse, but some small countries are worse. So you don't want to get them beat up.
You have to tell the story, John, because I enjoyed it when I was listening to one of your interviews about when you got to play for the Bulls and you were talking about sneakers, the Nike sneakers.
Oh, yeah. So I was, I wore Nike, but we're in the locker room, and Michael's locker is across from mine, like in the next cubby hole. And it's just him and Scotty, and then he and Scotty, and then on my side it's Ron Harper and Tony Kukoc and I. And MJ comes by and he goes, "Sal, you wear Nike?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "What size?" I said, 15. So, all right. Next day I come into practice. My locker is full of 15 Nikes. Full. Like, all the way. It was like it was a prank. They put so many pairs of Nike in my locker. And they were all Alonzo Mourning shoes, but in red and black now. He was pissed off. I gotta love MJ for that.
Size 15, my God.
Yeah, man. Yeah, well, I want, 15. You know, they got to make man size eventually, Wendy.
Right, exactly. Former NBA star John Sally. Okay, so John, was it always basketball when you were growing up?
Yeah, it was basketball and rapping. I used to think I wanted to be a rapper, and then, you know, I woke up one day and said, "You need to keep working on your left-hand hook shot." So I followed my calling, but I was in love with hip-hop. So my daughter Giovanna is a singer now, Giovanna Sally. You guys can check her out on SoundCloud and YouTube. But that was it. I was thinking I was going to be in the music game, but basketball was my number one passion.
I bet those were the best of times.
Oh, they still are. Every day I love it. I'm loving that I can even talk about it.
That's right. Okay, so you're talking to us also about staying connected with the biggest moments during the tournament, which I've enjoyed so much watching the tournament, I have to say, with Straight Talk Wireless. Tell us where we can go get more information.
You can go to straighttalk.com. They're sold exclusively at Walmart. You know, those are everywhere. The number one retailer in the country. It's a great idea. No contract, no obligation, $55 a month. And you can just go grab your great smartphone. All of the top smartphones work on this wireless, the best connection throughout the country. Straight Talk Wireless, $55, ultimate unlimited plan, can't beat it.
That is a good deal. All right, and following your career on the court, you had opportunities in television and film. I don't think I really realized that until I was researching you.
Oh, yeah, I did. I've done
Bad Boys 1 and 2.
I've done about 12 or 13 movies, 66 TV shows.
Was that fun?
Oh, yeah. This is, you know, I was watching television growing up. You know, we only had three channels back then. So watching TV growing up, you look at them as TV stars and movie stars. Now it just seems like, you know, you don't have to have that much talent. But back in the day, you had to have talent. People were dancing, singing, performing. I just wanted to do that. I just happened to grow to 7 foot, but the singing, the dancing part I left out. But the performing, I don't mind, you know, making a joke here and there, hosting events. I use all of it. And big part of it, Wendy, was I wasn't afraid to be self-deprecating, and I'm not afraid to step into a position. I'm not afraid to do something. I never say I try to do something. I do it or I don't do it. There's no try to do it.
I like that. In 7 years, you served as a co-host of the Emmy-nominated, critically acclaimed The Best Damn Sports Show, period. Not just The Best Damn Sports Show, The Best Damn Sports Show, period.
Period, yeah. It was, we got, you know, we got razzed a couple of times for the name of the show. But it was. We made fun of things. We had great interviews. We showed the personality side of athletes. We covered mostly all of the sports. We brought in the biggest names. We had some real funny antics. It was a great show. It was a total entertaining show. You didn't know what you were going to get. It was a great entertaining show. And I love the fact that we can say we were Emmy nominated, even though Charles Barkley and those guys took it every time. But it's great to even be in the mentioning of having a great show. So thank you.
Yes. And any upcoming projects?
Every day. I'm doing my own shows digitally. I help people transition into veganism, stopping from killing animals. I help people become healthy. They become healthy on their own, but I give them a path that I learned through food and health and wellness. So those are the things I like doing now, things that, you know, make a difference that, you know, not only help you survive, but help the planet survive.
And you adopted that plant-based lifestyle. You feel better doing that?
Oh, man. I started when I'm 53 now, going to be 54. I started when I was 27.
Wow.
And I was 250 pounds. And yesterday I weighed in at 246 pounds.
Wow.
So, yeah, I was able to maintain my weight and my stamina. Not as many wrinkles. You know, black don't crack that much, but not as many wrinkles. And I'm able to use the things that I did when I was young and still able to keep moving. My wife's a Pilates instructor, so I do a lot of core work. And, you know, she just beats up on me and my daughters and tries to keep our stomach flat so when we go on vacation.
No we look good. You got good selfies, John, right?
Oh, my God. You can go to hashtag selfie with Sally. I got some of the best selfies in the world.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm gonna follow that. I just followed you on Instagram, too. So you got your cute face up there with your brackets.
That's right.
Hopefully those will work out for you. So amazing, amazing career, first player to be a team member of three different championship winning franchises. You played with some of the best. You are one of the best. I'm in awe talking to you.
I appreciate being on the air. See, we're talking on Straight Talk Wireless right now. See how clear it is?
It's
wonderful.
It's so clear, and it's only $55 a month.
That's $55 a month on the best wireless throughout the network, throughout the country. This is a wonderful country, as our president says. It's a great place. Go get your Straight Talk Wireless, $55. No obligation, no contract, ultimate, unlimited plan. Best deal of the day.
I love it, John. John, thanks so much. Come back anytime.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks. Bye.